a nice lady called me from your organization, and I thought it was just about an interview or something. And I said, well, but that's already planned. And she said, no, I didn't call for any other reason but to pray. And it meant everything to me.
1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to Give, Send, Go Spotlight TV, where we get to spotlight and showcase campaigns that are on Give, Send, Go, that are fundraising and doing amazing things all around the world, not just here in the United States, though many of our campaigns are here in the U.S. We actually operate in 86 countries around the world. So our platform is being used all around the world by amazing people. Today, I have the privilege of talking to Miss Paula, who has a campaign on Give, Send, Go. It's called the Respect and Remember Memorial Foundation. The Give, Send, Go URL, for those of you who are familiar, it's givesendgo.com. This one's an easy one, R2 Factor. The letter R, the number 2, Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, givesendgo.com/R2Factor. That is the campaign URL where you can hop on and read a little bit about the campaign as well. But you're going to hear directly from Paula herself about the campaign, who she is, what's her relationship to this foundation, all of that. So Paula, without further ado, I guess you'd say, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, any of the pertinent information that our listeners might want to know about you.
Well, hi, everybody out there. I am a proud United States American, and my son, who just passed away in the debacle at Kabul, Afghanistan, during our withdrawal pullout. His name was Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Christian Knaus. And Ryan was in Special Forces 9th Battalion from Fort Bragg, and he was doing his very best. We grew up and we were raising him in Tennessee. And I now live in Florida, which says the blonde look. But Ryan was born and raised in Tennessee. And we decided to have a foundation in Ryan's name, not just for Ryan, but to honor every person that wears the military uniform from the time they enlist until they have retired or come out of the armed forces. Or we've lost them through a passing. And so there's three approaches that we take to respect and remember foundation. And that is first for the enlistee. A lot of times children are rewarded for their grades coming out of high school, and they receive scholarships. In the respect and remember, we have just begun last week on the celebration of Ryan's 25th birthday in heaven. Sorry, as his mom.
Right.
I sometimes don't hold that together very well. But we just held an event last week on his 25th birthday celebration week to honor one of the enlisting soldiers going into the United States Army from his high school of Gibbs High School in Coryton, Tennessee, with $1,000 merit scholarship. It was not based on his grades. It was based on his character. He showed leadership like Ryan. He showed an encouraging amount of interest and continuing from serving in the junior ROTC at his high school all 4 years to going into the United States military straight out of high school, just like Ryan. And Ryan was full of energy, and this young man is too. In fact, on Wednesday, April 5th, as our foundation website shows, we honored him with this $1,000 stipend. And what is it for? You know, when children go into the armed forces, and we call them children because they're just coming out of their teen years, and they're still their mom and dad's children, right? But as he goes in as an 18-year-old, this new enlistee, he will have $1,000 in his pocket to buy some comfortable socks that will go in those boots that will walk many ruck miles. He will have the beef jerky that Ryan would beg us to send him extra care packages so he could go out on the field and have a little bit more in his pocket to negotiate with the other guys on the field for different treats or something they might need while they're out there rucking it, or when they're out there just having to stay out in the field. It was just a simple, small gift, but it meant a lot to all the cadets standing around him on Wednesday. Because on Friday, Ryan's birthday, those same cadets, along with other friends, came to the mountain that Ryan used to march on and run on and train on as a high schooler. And they marched that up that mountain and down that mountain and left a flag in honor of Ryan on his 25th heavenly birthday. Because our young people deserve to be encouraged, especially in these day and times. The second part of respect and remember is for the enlisted soldier or the enlisted armed force personnel, wherever they are, domestically or in foreign soil, to be able to have care packages sent to them. This is not something that's new, but it's something that we want to take part in and support also, sending care packages across the world and domestically too. Not only that, when we have those 5K races and when we have ways of trying to bring support in the community, we want to take that money and funnel it right back to those active families that might need something extra during the times that their loved one is away, so that they can call anytime on the phone and have a voice that will be friendly and loving and that will take care of them in any way possible that we can through the donations and the sponsorships that we get, that we can funnel right into an active service family and into that active service personnel that's out on the soil fighting for us. The third prong is for the veterans. We are so grieved that we are losing so many good men and women who are coming out of the forces, and they miss that brotherhood. They miss the discipline of that the military gives to their lives. And so we want to just partner with other veteran organizations through our veterans on our foundation to be able to offer fishing charter boats for those veterans, to be able to continue to offer ways for them to be able to get out among their brothers for motorcycle rallies, to be able to honor them in the parades that we will be there actively involved in, to go to the Mountain Man March up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and cheer on those who are ruck marching in memory of other men and women we've lost.
Wow. Paula, you know, my first response, obviously you have an extremely powerful and emotional story, and first off offer my condolences for the loss of your son. Obviously I can't even, as a father myself, I can't even begin to imagine that level of sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice of a family in that way. I think it's incredible to see the honor that you give him in the work that you're doing. And so I'm incredibly honored to be able to take part in this conversation with you and be able to hear about this amazing foundation and the work that you're doing to not only to continue the legacy of Ryan and his story, but also to impact the generations that come after him that continue to stand in the gap for freedom when it is under attack in so many different ways. And then also to support veterans and members of the military who are struggling as they've like you said, have gotten out.
Life is unpredictable. Medical emergencies can happen to anyone at any time and come with a hefty price tag. We understand the financial burden that comes with unexpected medical expenses. That's why you can easily raise funds to cover the cost of medical treatments on GiveSendGo. Start your fundraiser today on www.givesendgo.com and give yourself or your loved ones the gift of health.
It sounds like you've begun some fundraisers, are involved in some fundraisers. This is obviously a relatively recent thing. I know the past couple of years, because of COVID in particular, have really flown by. Time has just been a whirlwind. So there's still processing of the journey of what's happened. But I want people that are watching this to be able to find effective and easy ways to connect with you. We've shared with them the GiveSendGo link, which is givesendgo.com/R2Factor, the letter R, the number 2 factor. And they can read this story a little bit there. They can give and they can share the campaign as well to their social media followings. They can also send a message of prayer and hope in the midst of the journey of this foundation. But is there a website? What's the website address that people can go to where they can read more about what you're doing and find ways to be involved?
So the r2factor.org is our website that you can connect to. We'd love you to come and see all that we're already involved in. Again, this is a brand new organization that we have set up. So we are looking for sponsors and we are looking for donors to help us continue to furlough along. You can read all about the mission statement and everything that we've already been participating in and all the events that will be coming.
Wow. That's awesome. So for everyone listening, is R2Factor, just like the GiveSendGo URL, r2factor.org. You can go there and you can read about the various activities that they're partaking in, the Respect and Remember Memorial Foundation, the journey of creating this foundation, what it's doing, how it's impacting military members to be active members and even veterans. Paula, it's been incredible to hear your story. And I know that people will want to find ways to connect with you. Is there a contact button for them to be able to contact you guys through the website, or do you have social media followings that you want to point them towards to get in touch, or maybe even an email address? What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Yes, if you will go on the website at r2factor.org, you will find a contact form. It goes immediately to me, and I would certainly be loving to talk to you and show you how you can get involved locally or wherever you are in the nation.
Well, that's
or the world.
Or the world. That's right. All around the world, Give, Send, Go. So I always ask this question because I am curious. Have you received a phone call from Give, Send, Go since you've set up your campaign?
I did. They asked if I would be willing to be part of it and of talking about what we're doing. And we did get a phone call, and they were very gracious. The person on the phone was very gracious to say they were very interested in what we were doing.
Right. Yeah. I know that we also have a prayer team that calls and prays with campaign owners. And so that's something that we get some great feedback on. Just we have a team of great team members that just call every campaign from all different campaigns vary dramatically, and they just call and pray for every situation. And that's usually something that's pretty unique that we find.
Thank you for reminding me about that, because it was only probably less than an hour or less before we did Ryan's first event when we received a call. I received the call. I was in Walmart scrambling to get a few more things for the event. And a nice lady called me from your organization, and I thought it was just about an interview or something. And I said, well, that's already planned. And she said, no, I didn't call for any other reason but to pray. And so in the middle of Walmart, I prayed with a lady, and it meant everything to me. That event went so well. The weather was so beautiful, and it was so well received by all those that attended.
That's incredible. Incredible. Love to hear that. It's one of the things that at Give, Send, Go, the heartbeat behind Give, Send, Go is that in the midst of the difficulty of life, because life is difficult, Jesus, we're a faith-based platform. Jesus actually said, in this world, you will have trouble, but don't be afraid because I've overcome the world. So that there's a reality that we do face difficulty, but we believe in somebody that holds the power, the control of the world in his hand. He's over it all. He's defeated it all. And that's the hope that we hold on to. And that's the hope that we try to bring into situations for people, something bigger than themselves. Is there anything that we can be praying for you about? Obviously, what we're going to, I know right off the bat, is this foundation and what you're doing. An absolutely incredible work. As a veteran myself, I understand and recognize the need that's there, and you guys are filling a gap and in such an important, incredible way in carrying this legacy on. So I'll be lifting that up in prayer personally myself. But is there anything else that we can do on our side that we can be praying for, things that you have needs for that we can look into for you?
Well, I just want you to know, in the past 6 years for me personally, by decisions I've made and by decisions and events that others have created for me, that I have had great losses. And if anything, I would ask for prayer is, you see how tender my heart is. It's because my father died in 2020. My son died in 2021. And I just lost my mother in 2022. Oh, and my heart is broken for the losses, especially for Ryan. You expect your parents to pass at some certain time in life, but never your child. And so my heart breaks for the losses, the great losses in my life, along with many other circumstances. So if you could pray anything, just that the Lord every day would help me to get out of bed, to move forward. Because a few minutes ago, I didn't have my hair washed. I didn't have any makeup on. And I definitely didn't have any pretty clothes on. A few minutes ago, right before this interview, I was just trying to get my pajamas off and face this interview. The Lord is the only answer that can get me motivated to move forward. And a foundation with the loss of my parents and all the things that have happened in between that too. I do not know how anyone can face life not having that hope. And so for anybody out there that wants to have hope, you just give me a call and I'll give you a reason why you need it, because it's too hard in life otherwise.
Right. Wow. Powerful, powerful words. Paula, I know that that so often through the difficult moments that God brings us, what happens through those is that it fortifies inside of us a strength that isn't just for ourselves, but it's for other people, because we carry the difficulties and we navigate and we struggle through them, not just for ourselves, but for the world around us, that we can help as they deal and struggle with similar issues in their lives. And so I just see, I see something powerful for you as an outcome of this, even though it's been difficult and challenging, that God's got another side to this story that you can't even fathom yet, that he's going to take and work through this situation to do something powerful, to be a saving grace, a saving hope for people that need it. So I thank you for being willing to offer your time to other people, for being willing to get up and be a part of this interview and let people hear about your story, and the journey that it's been and what you've been able to overcome through it all. We'll continue to lift you up in prayer here. Again, everyone that's watching, r2factor.org. That's where you can go on the website to find out. You can contact Paula. You can get in touch. You can help support this amazing, amazing organization, the work that they're doing. You can also go to givesandgo.com/R2Factor as well. And you can donate there. You can send messages of prayer and you can share the campaign. Get the word out there about what Paula is doing, the organization that she's a part of. So For all of you watching, thank you so much for tuning in today. Paula, do you have any last words that you, I know you just said some pretty powerful stuff, but are there any last things that you'd like to share before we leave today?
I just want to share with you my life verses. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better than one, for they have a good reward. But woe to him that is alone, for he has no one to help him up. If you ever need a boost, certainly you can call the foundation. But we are asking you to help us boost others. And so in that, two are better than one.
Incredible. Incredible. With that, guys, thank you so much for being a part of this. Go to the website, go to the campaign page, check it out, reach out to Paula. What an amazing heart. And we look forward to seeing you again at our next Spotlight
podcast. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Paula. Have a great day.